Halacha's on page 235. Right, we were talking about Dochen.
I'm sorry, what page are we in?
235, which is pretty close to 250. Before you know it, we'll be on 250. Okay, so Bir Halacha, I'll pass Dochen. Now, here he says, not that it's instead of Orez, but he says the Brachas Mizonos like Orez. So, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Gon that he quotes. So call Elu Sum the Oris Vidok and Dinachlash name of Haldavar, that we treat millet exactly the same way we treat rice. Ustimus Hamachaba Rak Das Harifa Rampa Rain Yehuda. Right? So now again, we know that the Shulchan Aruch, right, his general rule of thumb is the big three, right? He's only really looking at the Rif Rambam and the Rush, right? And here he has the Rif and the Rambam saying that Dochen millet is a Bari Pri Adama. Right? So he says, right? So he says, okay, if it was just the Rif and the Rambam against the Rush, so that's one thing, but he just brought down a whole slew of other Rishonim, right? He says, he doesn't bring all these down to the Beis Yosef, so maybe he did not have access to these Rishonim. Well, if he's absolutely nothing to Chorba, it's not a big deal. The Birch Shahakal Yotzei Al Kol Davar B'Di'evad, right? You got to make a shahakal. So he says, pass Dochen, right? He says, you make a shahakal, right? So you are Yotzei Al Kol Panim. Yishrot Levarach Bar Mizonos. Ain Mochin Biyado. If you want to make a Mizonos on Dochen, we don't protest. Kain Yerlan Yas Daiti. V'Da'ud Yish Kam Rishim Shem Devolav Davko. Orez v'dochen v'od din shar minim shoni yodim design v'sod halev dinim k'mo orez v'dochen v'orach bar minim zonos. So technically, you could have, right, another such food. And what would be another example of such food? Let's say a potato. Right, potato is a pretty big staple. Right, the potato famine in Ireland. Right, we said that China or whatever the Orient lives off of rice. Right, well, certain countries live off potatoes. Right, so then maybe there should also possibly be a Bari Minei Mizonos, and you can do everything with, you know, you can make, you know, with potato flour, you can make anything you want. B'chlauza hu plizu amvor b'shulchan aruch, so that includes the plizu. Oh, you did not look up what plizu was. Okay.
It's not
great. What? It's not. It sounds like it's you know, one of those 20 grains that show up in Ezekiel bread. You know, but we don't know which one.
Stop saying Lashon Hara about Ezekiel bread. They have a pasuk right there on the front of the wrapper.
That's right. Pasuk says that if you have any idea what's in this thing, you're lying. Okay. Uvachlaza hu plizo hamavur b'shulchan arachayim v'tabrein b'ni yonah shevi kim b'shem agon v'hiskim gam hu lezeh v'chein kos v'arash b'tay svoysa v'al brachos v'abeis yodh shistav v'tas v'arash b'zeh lohayi l'fnei Lefnei R ain't have tosis at Rush, okay. Right, Beis Yosef, who was Mesub with the Rush, hell didn't have a tosis at Rush with him. But please, Oshakam Shim Dlo, Odef me Dochel, and she does it. It's the same as everything else, it's not rice. Behind Bemash Kasamish Shibur Bashem Chubusam Sofer, the Choshash Linian Tarkishavites, which we said is corn, the Shemu Bachal Oros, Ladasa, Rishon Balavach, Yashlachush, the Zion Tuva, right? It's satisfying. Right, so, and that seems to be the common practice, is to not treat anything else other than rice as a midi de zayin. Okay, erev kemach dochen. Okay, so now we're up to tests. Okay, so halacha test, bottom of 235. Erev kemach dochen, ushar mine kitniosim kemach, shalchameshes mine dog, and vishlup kideras. See, now you take some. Now you're making Ezekiel bread, right? You got some of the chamesh minei dagon, and you got millet. So you're mixing the flour together, right? It's not really bread because then you make a motzi, right? So you're cooking something together, and it's got some millet, and it's got some flour. So you make mizonos and almecha. Imasimeno pas, varach motzi. You make bread out of it, becomes a motzi. Uberachas hamazon, right? Even though there is some other sort of grains. V'davka sheyesh b'oso kamach mechamesh mikdei sheyochem mekizayis. So this is where it gets always complicated, and they have to know what's in there, right? You need to know how much of it is actually a wheat product or one of the five grains, because it's very nice you can make hamotzi on it, but you need to have a proper shear that you're going to eat within the 4 minutes in order to bench. Avol im ein bo zeh hashir mechamesh saminim ein avrachos on brachos. If it doesn't have the shear, you don't bench. Ela betchila mevarich, right? You start off with right hamotzi kevin shish b'tam dagan al pi shem b'kazayis b'chayachilas pras l'besof alamecha, and you'll make an alamecha on the back end. Now we'll see. That should be controversial, because how can you make an alamecha if you don't have the grain product either, right? To eat b'chayachilas pras. If you cooked in a pot, okay. Now, it's what's interesting also here is, right, you know, Dovi was saying, what's the name of that flower, Dovi?
Molino?
The stuff that you have at your house.
Molino.
Yeah. Right, so they write...
It's a brand or a type of flour?
It's a type of flour that's...
like a semolina?
It's like a gluten-free flour.
It's wheat flour.
It's wheat flour that's gluten-free, that somehow they've removed the illegal glutens.
Molino is a company.
Right.
A company.
But they make this flour that they remove the illegal glutens, and but they tell you that in order to make to bench or an alamecha, what does it say? For benching?
Bench.
Right? Bench. To bench, you have to eat two kazesim. In the shear of 4 minutes.
By definition, wheat free?
It's gluten free.
Oh, so it's gluten free. Oh, yes, sir.
Right? So it's gluten free, but again, so they're telling you that the wheat particles in there, that you have to have two kazesim in 4 minutes in order to get enough de'achilas pras. Right? So, and, right? And in one of the Brachas books, it also had for certain, I think, cereals also. That it had to be, you had to eat a double kazayas or a triple kazayas in order to get the shear of achilas pras. Because there's so much, there's other stuff mixed in, so you're not eating kazayas of flour, you're eating a kazayas of
filler.
Of flour with fillers, so you need to have three kazayasim in order to get one kazayas
of
flour.
So they just take out the gluten, they replace something else.
Potato starch or something.
Oh.
I don't know.
I don't think they do that because it doesn't taste like that.
No, but then why would you have to? Why would you have to eat it more? If all they're doing is removing part of it, why would you have to eat more of it?
I don't know. Dovi, you know the answer to that question?
A
bag?
How do you spell it?
It's Molino. It's called Molino.
How does it spell it?
Let's see what the ingredients are.
M-O-L-E-N-O.
Yeah, because they put other things in there. It's amino chita and low gluten, so that's like basically like the starch.
Right.
And then kemach orez.
That's rice flour.
Yeah.
Rice flour and then rice starch.
Okay.
So
off the tasting board.
Right. So what? So what they're saying is that you're only getting it only has half the normal flour of a kazayas, whatever.
A wheat flour.
Right. It's really, and that's what I'm right now. I'm remembering. It's really a wheat starch.
Like a cassava.
Right.
Root.
Like wild rice. Yeah.
Because it's tapioca.
Yeah, too. That's okay. Tapioca. Okay, let's go. Back 236. Mevarach bari minei mezonos. Chanab sibbei zayin sham. Right, as we said, a mixture. So it's going to trigger a bari minei mezonos. Let's just go back to the Bir Halacha back on 235. Let's do that first. He says, what about a lenin kemach orez? Kishim orvim kemachit in yeshlayin. If you mix rice with wheat flour.
That's this case.
What?
That's the Molino case.
Right, okay. If where it talks about making matzah. That orez has the same status as rice, the same status as millet here. Right. So the reality is that we hold also that if it's wheat is there for taste, so then it's one of the chameshes mina dagon, and you would make a hamotzi. Okay, so mevarach hamotzi brachas hamazon, the pas gamarhu, it's regular bread. Okay, and it has to be that you need to eat a shear b'chdei achilas pras. So he says in mem gemuk b'chdei achilas pras, pras hu chatzi kikar shel eruv, it's a half of a loaf of what you need for an eruv. So Yeshalom Shlosha Beit Yeshalom Arba, right? So the shear of a process is 3 eggs or 4 eggs. Kazayas Huchatzi Beit, Kazayas is a half of an egg. Misharin Bo Kol Yisur, that's our general shear of Isser. Shimoch Kazayas Isser, if you eat a Kazayas of pork, right? Vishab Achilos Yosem Mishir Achilos Pras, and you waited more than the shear of eating 4 eggs. Right, so that would be right. You don't violate a realistic. You don't violate the iser where you're going to get makos. You violate chatzis shir, right? And you won't be chayav achatos. You have to eat a kizayis to bench, and it has to be a kizayis of flour. And aim to tarve shir kizayis shelo ela bechdei shuchal laachlo besoch shir achilas pras, and has to be eaten within the prescribed period, which again we're going to say is 4 minutes. Right, it's machlokus with 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. We're going to go with 4 minutes. V'im kein enim mevarach brachas hamazon kein hayim urba kemach dagon echad mishminis al kopanim. Right, you need to have at least 1/8 of this product is wheat flour. Does imyuch yochal me'apas arba beitzim yebisek kezayis dagon v'yischayi brachas hamazon. Meaning you have to know that you have, let's say you have, 8 kizasim in this thing, right? So if at least 1/8 is flour and you eat the whole thing within the 4 minutes, right, you will be yotze, eating a kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. Okay, now he says, b'chil mevar chamotzi, k'dekayim lo n'lekam esin reishu, debrach rishona eno tzirich hashir. Right, if it's a hamotzi and you eat less than a kizayis, you still have to make hamotzi. If you're going to take a breadcrumb and make a brach on it, you have to make a hamotzi. Umine dagan chashivi, loy nizbalu b'taruvason, b'taruvton, b'shum gavni kivin shenir gosh tamon. Right, it's chashiv, and since it provides taste, it's not never considered batal. And then we say again, if it has tam dagan, right, since it has tap. Tom Duggan. So he says, "Lav hachi lechashivi, halav hachi lechashivi bottle. If it does not there for taste, then it's bottle. We don't care about them. Baruch shahakol baruch fushes rabbis, like we said before, on dochein products. Right. Even if you have enough flour, b'gdechi less pras, right? That davka means that." And again, it's there for taste. If it's there, ladabik, you have a lot of flour there, ladabik, it doesn't help. And then ulubasof, but in this case, at the end, you're going to make an alhamichya. Afilu ochara kizayis mepas, even if you only ate a kizayis. Now again, this case here is that right, you don't have a kizayis mechilas pras, so you don't make them. You don't make a, you don't bench, but you make a motzi, right? And then you make at the end al hamichya. So we'll see why it's an al hamichya. And he says, even if you only ate a kizayis of the whole thing. Okay. He says, al hamichya. Rabbi Machron Niskash Bezeh. So I'm not the only one who wondered how it could be an al hamichya. You're mixing in, we say you don't have enough flour to make a, to bench on it, which means you have way too much dochen. So how could that require an al-hamilcha? So, lo matzina kiyotzi, but barachas mitzchil hamotzi b'sof al-hamilcha. Right, where do we see that you start off with hamotzi and you end up with an al-hamilcha? What? To what?
Different kasha. different kasha than you're asking.
It's okay. It's a different kasha, but it could be it's the same based on the reasoning. Bio demayishnam held the kasha bishul b'kdera dame b'varach b'varach b'varin afash rabos. That's more my question, right? Why should it be any different if it was a cooked food product, right? It goes to a bar nefesh because that's what dochen really is, right? Machmas name book deachilus pras v'achin amelinian pas to be the same here for the bread product. Umachmaseb emesigia hagro tzarchlam regamkin l'msof bar nefesh rabos. Right, the grua mamish changed the girsi here, and he says that if you don't have enough flour in there, it's going to be a bar nefesh. Right, you look through all the achronim who discuss this halacha, and they try to explain how it could be an al hamicha. Right, he says it's the Eli Rabba, the Matihuda. So you don't run into this issue of what the proper brach achron is. Right, so a lot of them bring down this. Right, but Rav Moshe writes in his tshuvas that one should pass like the Gra and make a bar nefashos and not make an al mecha. I guess he was truly bothered by this as well. Let's say you had a kizayis of flour, right? Ela shehu loyachal rak mixes mepas. You didn't eat the whole loaf, right? We said that if you have a loaf of a loaf of bread, right, that was, you know, 8 kizesim, and you had 1/8 of that was flour, so we said, okay, that's a kizayis, but let's say you didn't eat the whole loaf, so you didn't have a kizayis. So, shalai yashir kizayis looking kolazayish mshachal, gam kin yivarach berachas amazin, alal milchi al das rochon arach, alborin afosh rabu das agra. Okay, that's obvious also, right? It doesn't just have, we don't just look at the bread itself, we look at how much you ate. And you have to figure out how much you ate, whether that's merits a benching or merits an al hamilcha or barin afashos. Okay, so again, so that was a shtickled tzarachian, but he leaves it open. Maybe we said Moshe held it should be a barin afashos. Okay, memches b'kider. But if you're cooking in a pot, rotzlom revloya b'kemal shemini don kizayis b'kachilas pras, you don't have sufficient flour in there. Or he didn't eat enough. Right, so even though you make a mizonos because it's got a mixture of wheat product, you can't make an al-milchi, you don't have a kizayis. And therefore it's a bari nefashos. Again, this case is why the bread case where you make an al-milchi is a big chiddush. Why should that be any different if you don't have sufficient flour? You mix the grains with honey and flavors, right?
In a case of, say, you're eating pizza, and you wash, and then you only eat like half a piece of pizza, you didn't eat enough, you don't need a shir, so you wouldn't say al hamechia? You couldn't bench.
Right, so then you would eat, then you'd make an al hamechia. Right, so you could have a situation where you made hamotzi, but then you only made an al hamechia at the end.
So is the difference with the mixture is that you've got so much of the mixture that would...
Right here is where, because you have other stuff in there, and the other stuff is the more significant, right? And it sort of overrides it in terms of bracha achrona, because you don't have enough of the bracha rishona. Now, we're going to see, right? Let's say, and I always talk about this every time there's a kiddush, right? Let's say you have... how much 7-layer cake do you have to eat in order to have a kizayis with the achilas pras? Right, you have to eat. You can't count the chocolate and the layers, but can you count the flour that's mixed with, you know, sugar and other oil and eggs, or do you need a kizayis of flour? In which case, you need to have like 5 slices of 7-layer cake.
Or the chocolate cake.
Well, or any of these cakes, the sponge cake.
Chocolate is less flour than milk.
Right.
More cocoa.
So in all these cases, I always tell people at a kiddush to go ahead and to look for the rugalach, look for the kakish, look for solid mezonoses, because if you're just going to go for the cream cakes, right, you may not be yotze kiddush makom suda, right? And it's, you know, sometimes it's very hard to find because sometimes the cream cakes are much cheaper, or they don't even think about putting out rugalach or things like that. And then, you know, their focus is more on the hot food, of which case challah's not going to work for you. But look for, if their focus is really on hot food, so if they have kishka, so you can eat a kizayis kishka, or you can find some noodle kugel, whether it's Yerushalmi kugel or just plain lakshin kugel, right, to use for your kizayis. But it's always better to use something that's solid mezonos than to start using the cream cakes and the other, you know, well, really any cake that's not a hard piece of dough. Okay, so he says, "V'yakei mine groifin." So mechamesh mine dagshim vashlim bulbus, right? So you put some barley with potatoes, right? Now that's funny. So potato chitnis yotzibo, right? It's almost like chalent. You have barley, you have potatoes, you have beans.
No meat.
Right, no meat.
Afford that back then.
Ain levarach so falamicha el dog and kizayis pesachilas pras, which is not happening. Chalent, you're never going to eat enough barley to make an alamicha. What?
Chalent.
Even if it's a barley chalent, you'd need.
Chalent has a lot of barley in it.
They do, but not if it's a barley chalent with no beans and it's just barley and potatoes. So maybe.
A lot of
barley
chalents are like
that. Not a lot, not a lot. Certainly not ones in the Agudah. Okay. Mikom makom linyan pas kisnan shemur betavon harbe. So take a piece of cake. It's got a lot of sugar, lekach, right? So right. Nogin ha'olam, right? So it's a sweet cake, whatever. Nogin ha'olam levarach levasov alamecha kishesh bo kizayis. Av shemin dogan levadur shemseba imbo shir kizayis. So he says even though there's not enough flour to make a kizayis, right, yet people go ahead and make on a kizayis. He says, "V'ulai shtam neisha tavon bo lahachshas ochel," that the spices, or the chocolate, or whatever, the sugar, the honey, mitzdarif from ochel gufu l'shir. That it must be it somehow is mitzdarif to the shir. Now again, this is when the flour is flavored. This is not, you're not counting, you know, any inserts like seven layer cake. You know, the chocolate layers. Uchadis is. But here's where he says, one should make sure that he has a kizayis, a real kizayis of flour.
I'm not saying you can't have that real
kizayis
of flour.
Right, Moshe says you really should make sure you have a kizayis.
From the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like that if you can have that kizayis of flour, you know, kizayis of flour, then you should make
alach
anyway.
Yeah. Yes. Right, but he brings down here, right, Rav Moshe questions why people do that, right, Rav Yashiv from Scheinberg, right, you should not eat a kizayis of such cake, right, and Rav Yashiv says that not to make an alamecha. He goes, ad kidei kach. Right. So the bottom line is that okay. So Mishnah Berurah is mashma. It's just tov li zoher, right? Lechatchila tov li zoher. So lechatchila tov li zoher. I mean the backup is alamicha. Rabbi Yashiv holds the backup is bari nefashos, right? So, but again, if you're trying to get kiddush makom suda, you're going to run into trouble because you're not going to have, you know, according to many poskim, you're not going to have a kizayis. So therefore, again, this is just a special special tip for the chabura. Always look for the, you know, and cookies might be the same. Cookies, they're not the same as rugalach, but you eat less cookies than you would a sponge cake or a marble cake or a seven layer cake, right? They are more floury and, you know, than the other cakes, right? So just something to be aware of. Right, you'd make a mizdonos again. You have to be able to taste the flour. Right, so So in that case, batel gabi yesir min bar shakel. Right, again, there has to be some flavor of, I mean, the flour has to be there for flavor, not for other purposes. Okay, let's go to the beralachas. Top of 236 again. Vim asa mimenu pas mevar chamotzi, umistav rakol sheyesh lona pas mimenei dagan afilo einer nekia. Right? If you have pass from the five grains, even if it's not good, it's made out of bran, or it's got other, you know, it's not the fine wheat flour. Pass mor v'yesh bo kizayis k'dachilas pras mechita, or you got a mixture, right? But you have a kizayis k'dachilas pras, v'il hachi alat v'levarach al pas she'en onakia, right? Stick with the whole, with the real bread, instead of, even if the other bread may taste better, maybe nicer, but all flour is better than, you know, whatever, 30% flour. Okay, so if you have enough flour, you'd make a berachas amazon. Right, so that's interesting, because we'll see to it later on. Right, because we do say, or we said before, that, you know, if your sevia, if you make a sandwich, it's not just your bread that you're calculating that you got filled up with, you're also calculating, you know, the corned beef that's in the middle there, right? Whatever else you put on your sandwich. So why would the stuff that's mixed with the flour be any different, right? Providing the sevilla. So you could argue, right, because you're having, right, in this case where you're benching, you do have a kezias of flour, so why should it be different than the corned beef, right? Okay, that's question on the prima gadam. Okay, ana b'varach tov berachas hamazon, but you don't make berachas hamazon, right? In the case where you don't have a shear of, you know, of a kezias.
Right. So, the difference with the thing you mix in is because the bread, it's not actually bread. Then, right? If you have a sandwich with your to get the sfiya.
No. But we're saying you're making a motzi on it. Right, you said you have a kizayis b'achilas pras. You're going to make hamotzi on this thing. So you're going to tell me it's hamotzi for the brach, but it's not really bread for the sviya. Right, that's what you have. That's what you'd have to say. Right, which is a little hard to say. Right, if you tell me it didn't have a shear of a kizayis b'achilas pras, I understand. Well, in that case, you're not making, you're not benching on it anyway. But here we're telling you to bench. But the question is, where's your shear sviya? And again, shear sviya is only the raisa. So whatever the nafkaminas are for that, you know, if you suffolk, if you benched or not, so then you start taking the prima gadam's cheshbon into your equation as to whether it's a daraisa question or not. Okay, ainu mevarach tov berachas hamazon. I am b'shari chiv shkaz nim achal k'day sviya tzarach levarach berachas hamazon. If you ate a shear of sviya, even though it wasn't a kizayis of bread, right? Lo ber taimo. He doesn't explain. The sefer base frame shlo ain biyadi. The base frame that he's quoting, he says I don't have, so I don't know what he says. Ulayim yishum dechashash l'shitas aposim the tam ki ikar daraisa. Okay, tam ki ikar, that the flour overrides and sort of you know, makes everything else into flour. The sefer the gamlin brichas amosim shas down. We would say tam ki ikar for benching. Yakein hech with the sevia dechiv b'am daraisa. And since benching is daraisa, if it's sheer sevia. So I'm the very grab both some dash cuz the eager who the khala brach so tar kizais with the khilas pras the khala mashmin that you need a kizais with the khilas pras we're not going to say tam kicker right the game the very khab shas and boze mash will call gavin in bevarch brach so mas right so this khilish of the shari chuva right is a big khilish which the mishmur doesn't seem to favor. Okay, bikdeir, you're cooking this stuff in a pot. I am mishmur mash sam lav dav katarovis kemach bekemach, right? It could be anything that's being mixed with the flour. Right, you didn't want to bring it down. Right, that it has to be, that it doesn't have to be only flour as part of this equation. Right, he says, "Hello, Hema, my Ram Banet, Bibirala Mordechai, my Mordechai, Nishim Sodom." Right, again, lechem chamudos was that it doesn't have to be only flour mixed with flour, right? If you mix flour with other things, but you have a shear, it's going to be a mizonos. Okay, so mevarach tchila bari minei mizonos. So first you're going to make a bari minei mizonos. You cooked all the stuff in a pot. Right, the flour or something else. I am Ishabur the Binin Shabot Tam Dugan. Again, it has to have enough that it tastes like a wheat product. Came Muchach Marahitas Divra Machabra at Lelkoi. Chen Kazamagan Ramasim Rash Dalat Sivkan Chafei Ain Shum. Viafta Primgar Mots Lidchak Shum, Kavanas Mugan Ram, the Lord Yisbar Kane. Pashas Lush the Mugan Avram, Ashram Kumashka Savan, Kane of Dasli Rab. Now, Viafta Midivra had Taz Rashim and Zed, Rashim, Rash Bez, Mashville, the Lord Binin Shabot Tam Dugan. If it, you don't even need a Tam Dugan, right? The other flavors could be so powerful. Right, that even if you mix it in honey, that's not a rye that you don't need a tam dagan. You can taste the dagan, you can taste the dvash. You're tasting some flour, you're not just tasting a piece of honey. Right, where the taz is, you don't need to have any taste of dagan. Right. Right, he argues Gamadiv Harosh cause a call shikra machamesh and dung people rubin acher, mashkafun be in shabo tam dogan, mash me need to have the taste. Dilav Hochin Shaykh Kalakrosik, how can you call it ikr, right, when the robe is from something else and it has no taste? Shane Perish bin a chanala and sham hate to prach Mr. Dasar Rabakidush Valarif, Shabd West Kazayas, Bhtiak is proud if you don't have a sheer kazayas. Right, and again, this sheet of the ra'ah that you wouldn't, if you're not going to eat a kizayis b'tchilas the prash, you're not going to make a mizonos, so you don't paskin that way. But tam dagan al kapanim bo'inan, but we do say you need to have at least the taste of dagan.
So why
does Rabbi Badner say like a wheat, literally like one wheat, they say enough, right? It's like a little thing of a wafer, you know? So, okay, so first of all, Rabbi Badner's Sefer, you're talking about the Kazayas book, I assume,
right?
So in Rabbi Badner's Kazayas book, he does say that he's going with the Shita, the Magen Avraham Shita, that, you know, where Mitzar for all that other stuff with it.
Okay. Yeah, that still doesn't
help
because it doesn't help for
the chocolate
middle
of the wafer.
Right, the chocolate in that count. It doesn't have a chocolate middle of the wafer. So, I don't know. He did all, he Archimedes the whole thing. That's how we made his cheshbon. So, I don't know if it means one little wafer, but.
Okay, in my opinion, it's every. He has a very small shear into almost everything. Small shear,
it could be that just that's the shear and just we overeat
right.
Because we don't know.
Right.
He knows, and he did a testing. We overeat
right.
Because we
he,
like, every
so
can't
often, every
spoon of that, so
okay, Shmuel, you can take
almost every spoon of chalent you're going to take if it's really not because I am.